Yeah, so Pat, the two semi-finals were run, obviously conditions at the moment, the track was rated 30 slow, so the lineup as per the final now is that in trap one you've got Ratfalla Hero, and that's owned by in partnership by you remember the former guard and Ned Whelan, and there he was out, he was a doggy man, and then Dennis Hughes from AP Systems. So they're the owners of that one. And in two, then you have that one's trained by David Flanagan. In two, you have Bonkers and Yonkers, and another connection there. It's, you know, about Breida Minogue. I think some of her relations in New York got involved in a dog with Murty Lahey. And that's most likely probably going to go off as favourite. That won last night in a time of 29.04. The number three is Check for Sore. Again, a syndicate dog trained by Carl Ramsbottom, and that would be the kennel associated with the Deadly Kennels as well. So another, reasonably regular dog in Kilkenny. In four, you have a Sawdust Storm. Again, I think that's a syndicate dog by a Conaghy-based syndicate dog trained by Murty again. In five, you've got the PJ Peacock-owned Bogger Duster. And in six, then, you've got Rural Kinai. So, wide-open final. And, these finals, they take some winning in Kilkenny. As I said, early pace would suggest that if Bonkers and Yonkers does his business traps, I'd possibly make him... a slight favourite. Check for Sir again, regular. He's run 56 races, won almost 20,000 in prize money, and he's a regular at the track and has won consistently over the years, the last few years. So he'll be there on the premises, and you'll have, but a wide open final. So it'll take some winning.